Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
We're your dynamic duo, and well, we got something new for you today. Jen, what are we talking about?
We are talking about confidence.
Ooh, confidence. So, just right off the bat, what, asking you as the audience, what makes for a confident person? Just think to yourself, what does that mean? When I first was kind of thinking about this, I was like, what does that mean? And then I kind of got some insight. I was thinking about my own life, and you know, I've gained confidence over the years from, you know, not necessarily already being good at a certain skill, but like actually doing the work and seeing that I can do it, even if I fail, because that's important too, because it's like we've talked about before, stuff being information, it's all information and helps us to move forward and kind of tweak our process, and you know, actually doing the work makes for a confident person in my eyes. What do you got, Jen?
Yeah, it's interesting because I used to, like, when I thought of confidence, I just realized, like, oh, I don't feel super confident. Like, that's what I would have said if you asked me, like, oh, are you confident? Right? But what I'm realizing is that, like Emily was talking about, like, practicing something, or the more I do something, the more confident I feel about it, right? And the interesting thing I found this morning when I Googled confidence, like, what does the good old internet say confidence is, right? I just get the thoughts flowing, so I like to look up words sometimes. Well, it says the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. And so when we talk about confidence here, as it relates to our eating habits and food stuff and body image and all the things that you guys, if you're here, are probably thinking about, dealing with. Well, I think that this word confidence, when we say it, we're talking about like feeling confident in ourselves, like confidence that we can do or achieve things, right? Well, so anyway, that being said, with the whole, the more we do something, the more confident we feel, it seems like confidence then honestly kind of equals consistency, like keeping promises to ourselves, it will lead to feeling more confident, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was an interesting way to think of it, is like, well, confidence, it comes from the consistency. And so really, if I say I want to feel more confident, then I need to become more consistent, right? So,
that's,
yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because, I mean, if we avoid the one thing or things that are hard for us, we kind of reinforce the fact that, oh, I didn't do it, so therefore I can't do it. So, like you said, that kind of goes along with consistency. As we are consistent, we build confidence. So, I like that. I've never really made that connection before. It's good.
Yeah.
So, do you have some steps written down?
Yeah, so, I mean, how we can apply this to our life and to our food stuff is, I would suggest starting with awareness. Like, just start to become more aware, start to notice where you are, you know, thinking you want to do something, thinking you want to change something, thinking you want to accomplish something, and then how easily, at least I've noticed, that I can change my mind or change what I'm doing, often based on things that happen around me. So it's easy to be distracted from my own goals by other people, things, and, you know, the situations of life. And so that's something that, just like for consideration, take that into your life and just start to notice, like, are you consistent? Do you stick to what you originally thought or wanted to do? And then the next step is, I'd say, start with one small goal, like one manageable, you know, easy to accomplish thing, that you want to, you know, that will lead you towards your goal. And just start with that and start to like prove to yourself that you can keep your word to yourself. So one example I thought of is like just drinking one more cup of water per day if water is something that you want to remember, like that you're working on. I know I always am thinking I could be better at my water consumption.
Me too.
And then the last step there is like, notice how consistency makes you feel more confident. Like noticing the correlation between when you're consistent and how you feel more confident when you do that. And when you like focus on and notice the correlation there, it will help like reinforce that behavior. So the consistency in this case, like setting up a reward system for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, yeah.
Another thing I kind of thought was interesting I heard. So, you know, those are great steps, but we all know we might fail at some point or another. So, but that's okay. And one thing that kind of helped put this into perspective is, have you ever, think about if you've ever seen somebody you know or love step out and do something that they may have found to be really hard, or they might have failed. What's your initial response to them when you see they failed, or they tell you, I can't do it, or I tried and I failed? You don't get mad at them. You're like, wow, I'm so proud of you for trying, and you kind of have this sense of compassion for them. So, in that state, adopt that same sense of compassion for yourself, because as you fail, get used to that, because as you keep giving your mind and body compassion, it will actually affect it more positively, because it's positive self-talk versus negative self-talk, and that impacts everything. So,
well, it will make it less scary is what I realized, right? Like I can do new things if I realize that I'm going to give it my best shot. But if I fail, I'm still going to have my own back, right? Like I'm not going to like reject myself because I messed up one time. It allows like so much more growth in our lives and productivity, and it will actually allow you to get closer to your goal, or to your goal and to your goal eventually, because you realize it's okay to mess up. Sometimes you're just going to jump back up and do and try again, right? Mm-hmm. Until you get there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the confidence is really already within you. You just got to practice it, because we can do hard things.
Yeah.
Got anything else to add?
Yes. Only that I think that confidence, it also is important when we look at this to only compare ourselves to ourselves, because at least what I have noticed is that often when we don't feel confident, it is because we're comparing ourselves to someone else's ability or to their outcome, to their what they've achieved. But if really all I was comparing myself to is how well I did something yesterday or last week or whatever, like if we weren't comparing ourselves when it comes to, for example, body size or weight, if we're on a desert island and there was nobody else there to compare ourselves to, it's just, you were just alone there. I mean, would you really be so insecure about wearing a swimsuit? Probably not. It has a lot to do with what we think other people are, you know, judging us or whatever else is going on in our lives. So,
yeah. Agreed. So, on that note, you guys, if you haven't already, book a free clarity call with Jen. In this, you can discover the root cause of your food issues, gain tools to use for cravings and emotional eating, and unlock the next steps to take to achieve your goals.
Yes.
Yes. So the link will be in the show notes. Don't hesitate on it. If you've been thinking about it and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, well, the time is now. Do it. You don't want to lose your spot in there, because it's important. Good stuff. All right. Thanks.
for being here.
Thanks for being here, and we will see you next week. I mean, talk to you. You know what I mean. Ta-ta.
Have a good day.